Radio. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our special coverage of the Grammy Awards. Today, we take a look back at the Grammys through the years. I'm your host, Chanika, and with me today, joining my co-host,
I'm Sonam, and in tonight's show, we're going to take you on a trip down memory lane and explore the history of the Grammy Awards.
That's right. The Grammy Awards have been around for over 60 years now and have celebrated some of the biggest names in music.
From the Beatles to Beyoncé, the Grammy Awards have recognized and honored some of the most talented artists in the world.
So let's start at the beginning. The first Grammy Awards ceremony was held on May 4, 1959. In the Grand Ballroom of the Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles.
The ceremony was created by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences to recognize the achievements of musicians and their works.
The first ceremony only had 28 categories, which is a far cry from the over 80 categories we have now.
That's right. Over the years, the Grammy Awards have evolved and changed to keep up with the ever-changing music industry.
In the early years, the Grammy Awards were dominated by jazz and classical music.
But in the 1960s, the awards began to recognize the rise of rock music, with the Beatles winning their first ever Grammy in 1964.
And in the 1970s, the Grammy Awards began to embrace the rise of disco music, with the Bee Gees taking home Album of the Year for their soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever in 1979.
In the 1980s, the Grammy Awards became a showcase for the pop music of the time, with Michael Jackson sweeping the awards in 1984 for his album Thriller.
And in the 1990s, the Grammy Awards recognized the rise of hip-hop music, with artists like LL Cool J and Tupac Shakur earning nominations.
In the 2000s and beyond, the Grammy Awards continued to evolve and recognize the diversity of music, with categories like Best Rap, Song Collaboration, and Best Alternative Music Album.
So Sonam, let's talk some of the greatest performances of the Grammys so far, shall we?
Yes, of course, Chayanika. The Grammy Awards are not just about the awards themselves, but also about the amazing performances that take place on stage.
That's right. Some of the most memorable moments in Grammy history have come from the performances.
Who can forget Whitney Houston's iconic rendition of I Will Always Love You in 1994.
Or Adele's emotional performance of Someone Like You in 2011.
Oh, and of course, there was Beyoncé's show-stopping performance of Love Drought and Sandcastles in 2017.
But the performances aren't just about the big names. The Grammy Awards also provide a platform for upcoming artists to showcase their talent.
That's right. In 2019, H.E.R. gave a mesmerizing performance of Hard Place that left everyone in the audience in awe.
And who can forget the incredible tribute to Prince by Bruno Mars and The Time in 2017?
The Grammy Awards are a place where artists can truly shine and show the world what they are capable of.
And with this year's lineup, including performances from Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, and Dua Lipa, we can't wait to see what they have in store for us.
It's sure to be a night of incredible music and unforgettable performances.
And let's not forget about the controversies that have surrounded the Grammy Awards over the years.
There have been many controversies, from accusations of racism to allegations of vote rigging.
But despite the controversies, the Grammy Awards remain one of the most prestigious awards in the music industry.
That's right. Winning a Grammy Award can launch an artist's career to new heights.
And the Grammy Awards have also become a platform for artists to speak out about important issues.
In recent years, we've seen artists like Kendrick Lamar and Beyoncé use their performances and speeches to address social and political issues.
Well, Grammy Awards ceremony has not been without controversy either. One of the most prominent controversies recently was the snubbing of The Weeknd.
That's right. The Weeknd, who had one of the biggest albums of 2020 with After Hours, was completely shut out of nominations. This had led to accusations of racism and a lack of transparency in the nomination process.
And it's not just The Weeknd who has been snubbed. Many other artists who had critically acclaimed albums this year were also left out of the nominations.
Another controversy that has plagued the Grammy Awards in recent years is the lack of gender and racial diversity in the nominees and winners.
That's right. In 2018, only one woman won a major award during the televised portion of the ceremony.
And in 2020, there was a backlash when the Recording Academy's former CEO, Deborah Dugan, was fired just days before the ceremony and went public with allegations of sexual harassment and corruption within the organization.
These controversies have led to calls for the Recording Academy to reform its nomination and voting processes and to increase diversity in its membership.
And it seems that the Recording Academy is taking steps to address these issues. Earlier this year, the Academy announced changes to its nomination and voting processes to increase transparency and diversity.
It remains to be seen how effective these changes will be and whether they will lead to a more diverse and inclusive Grammy Awards ceremony in the future.
But regardless of the controversies, the Grammy Awards remain a celebration of the best in music and a chance for the artists to be recognized for their hard work and talent.
And we can't wait to see who takes home the awards this year and who will be the next big stars in the music industry. So, what can we expect from tonight's ceremony?
Well, tonight's ceremony is sure to be full of surprises and emotional moments.
And we can expect some amazing performances from some of the biggest names in music.
That's right. We'll be seeing performances from Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars, and Adele, just to name a few.
And let's not forget about the awards themselves. We will be finding out who takes home the coveted Album of the Year, Record of the Year, and the Best New Artist. The Grammy Awards are not just about music, they are also about fashion, entertainment, and excitement.
And we're here to bring it all to you, right in the comfort of your own homes.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I am RJ Chanika.
And I am RJ Sonam, signing off.
KGC Radio.